the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for January 8th, 2018. And as it's been our tradition for a long, long time, we'd like to invite all of you to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Our first order of business is the approval of the regular session minutes of the meeting. December 11th, 2017.
Motion to approve, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as submitted by Councilman Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. The motion passes 4-0, and that's one person that we have four council members here and one absent. Okay. This is a real delight. And I'm so glad, as you can see, we have a football team here with us. And I want to just say that I didn't think, you never know what you're getting into when you get into public service, especially in a small town. But I think all of us will agree that the opportunity we have had and are having to be your public servants has generated many unexpected pleasures. We're constantly amazed, especially when I talk to other mayors and council members and public officials in small towns. They go, "What's going on?" I say, "Well, we've worked hard to get here, and it's a very unique and motivated and tolerant and supportive people that make this possible. It's not because of what you do, but it's what we do together." And if that doesn't describe why some teams are successful and some are not, I do believe that that's the difference. So you folks, as I stated to the newspapers and was reported, at your early age, you already are leading by example. And how important is that? You do not have to be old to be a leader. You can be a leader at any time in your life in a variety of ways. And that's what you have done. Yes, we're excited that you had this wonderful experience. And yes, we're very proud because, let's face it, to know that we would be honoring and congratulating a national championship Pop Warner football team in the town of Berlin is certainly not expected, but it is a great pleasure, and that we are very proud of each and every one of you. I hope that you will take this experience and certainly enjoy what I call the athletic component of it. But nobody on this team did it by yourself. You did it together, which means everything. Please carry that forward as you become young men and sisters and family members. As you go forward, it's how you get people to work together for the good things in this life that really are meaningful. It doesn't happen any other way. And at least it's been my experience that people who want to do bad things, people who don't seem to understand this gift that we've been given called life, it's very easy for one person to create a lot of havoc and a lot of harm, and sometimes downright evil. But good doesn't work that way. Good isn't because one person gets it. It's because a group of people get it. And they work together to make us a better town, better state, better nation, and ultimately over time, a better world. So please keep that in mind. I can't tell you how much we are so proud of you. And if you would, I would like to present to each of you on behalf of Mayor and Council and the citizens of this town, who I think are pleasantly surprised and happy for you. I'd like to present each of you a certificate that I hope you will cherish and keep and sometimes show your sons and your grandsons. And who knows, in the future, there might be granddaughters. But in any case, I'd like for you to come forward and call your name and just stand. And I'm not going to, somebody can call the flag, but we want to try to get a couple, two or three rows, whatever we need, so we can get a group picture. Okay?
Open this up so we can get all over. Good. All right. First, I'd like to come forward is the president of the Pop Warner Division III national champion, Tony Morris. Ask me why that we got to the that's true. And here's this, and it will avoid runoff. And I know you're going to lead by example. I want to let everyone know that the mayor and council is presenting a check for $500 to the Worcester County Pop Warner Youth Football, and this is to be used at a celebration that the town is hosting for you all, your families, and our community. Everyone's welcome in the spring. If the snow ever melts. At Stephen Decatur Park, and we're going to have a barbecue, have a nice time, enjoy the fellowship, and in a much more appropriate atmosphere for such a thing. And if you would, and I know we, Coach has worked with us on this, and we're looking forward to it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Wakefield's vice president. Jewel Airy, assistant coach. You might come back for correction. Shows you working there.
Hey, I'm sorry. Nobody's going to get in trouble.
All right, let me ask you this. So John Archer, are you an assistant coach?
I am. There hasn't been a coup since I left.
Come on down. John Archer. Thank you. Another assistant coach. Oh, my gosh. Deandra Matthews. Thank you. I appreciate it. Austin Terry. This is our team member. Well
done. Okay, we're going to line up in front of the table. That, you know, and come, so come on over, coaches. You get to be in the picture, too. Coach, we're going to let coaches. Yeah, thank you. We're just going to start lining up. And we'll let the photographers tell us what we need to do to make it better.
Why don't I hold them up and hand them to
you? Yes, please. Thank you. That would be very helpful.
Next team member is Jace Archer. Next member, 18, is it Shaky or Shaky? Huh? Jalan. Lionel Brittingham Jr.
And what we're going to do is, you know, over time we'll make you have to shuffle around a little bit for the picture to look at. We're going to script. Next person just come up and I'll give you a note there by taking the picture.
Deron Dally Jr.
reminds me. Gerald Grant.
You're not the center.
Number one.
This is a lot harder than playing football, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
Advisory committee for the town, and in our first meeting we discussed a number of not issues but just possibilities, but we've determined that we don't have enough time to push through any kind of suggestions, and we would request another moratorium for 120 days. Our goal is to be able to have something to present to the town before the next.
Sure. But this way you don't have add artificial pressure.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
You can do
sure.
Because I think it's great. It's better to do a good job than to do a bash job.
And we're excited to hear that the health department will be part of the next meeting.
That's correct.
Yeah. And also,
this is a collaborative effort to make it good.
Sure, and that's what we're excited about. I mean, it may... We're excited.
Well, because we're going to, I think we all, in our own way, pledge to follow the example of the Pop Warner football team.
Sure.
When people work together, good things happen.
Sure.
I just believe that with all my heart. And I think this is another chance for us as adults to try to do something by example.
Sure.
And especially where it's something new, at least to our community.
Cool.
Yeah. So do you have any, do you feel good about the start, the first meeting?
Oh, absolutely. Great. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I think, I can only speak for myself, but I felt as though everyone that came to the table had a lot of insight into what I think all of us agree we would like to see in terms of not only public health and safety, but also sort of the aesthetic that we hope to allow the town to embrace, getting away from, you know, what we had discussed at the first interaction. And, you know, hopefully we can come to, I'm positive we're going to come to an amicable outcome.
Oh, boy. And this is not a contest, and this is not a...
No, absolutely not.
And I think the thing is that I think if the council member Tyndall's suggestion to have a moratorium, and mm-hmm. it makes perfect good sense. Also, let's say it's important that you all take into consideration the values and image of the community, so we can do this well. Mm-hmm. And also so that somebody who doesn't share our values and our pride doesn't come in and mess it up for everybody. And
right.
This is where we leave it to you all to advise us.
Sure.
Okay.
And thus far with the committee, I think we've done a great job of discussing a lot of possibilities, and we have a lot of expertise sitting at the table here, and I think in 120 days we can definitely bring something that's worthy of the council's.
And remember, bring it anytime you're ready. You don't have to wait till the 120th day.
We got 5 minutes left.
We don't waste time.
Council Member Burrell brought that up in the meeting.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make the motion.
Sure.
If I may.
Sure.
That we move forward with another 120 day moratorium on the tattoo ordinance so that it gives the committee enough time to be able to develop something worthwhile.
Great.
That works.
Go ahead.
That works.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're looking for fantastic things coming out of this committee. Things that will put Berlin on the right track and again be an example in the county. So thank you for your participation and your input. And I just look forward to continue our work.
Agreed.
Cool. All right, we have a motion by Councilman Tyndall to extend the moratorium 120 days at the request of the, what we were calling, I think, the Berlin Tattoo Ordinance Committee, Advisory Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, 4-0. And anything we can do, I'm sure you know that we will try to provide you with anything that we can in terms of information or whatever.
I think we're just excited to have the health department at the table at the next committee and hopefully the attorney.
I'll be there.
Because there are some legalese questions that we all have in terms of...
We want to protect everybody, including, obviously, the folks that come into this business,
mm-hmm.
so that it's a partnership.
Yeah.
That's the way we look at our commercial endeavors here now. We're not private sector, but I think our experience has shown that a community that's going to be successful, a community that's full of opportunity, the government's role is to create the foundation,
mm-hmm.
make it strong, make it so it can be expanded over time, and then the pillars can be built on it.
Mm-hmm.
Private sector, right? The non-profit sector, the education sector, and the faith-based sector. But without a solid foundation, you don't go very far.
Sure.
Or whatever you're trying to build will not stand the test of time. And I think this is the way, again, going back to the team, I think we're all trying to lead by example here and set a precedent for the next opportunity that comes out.
Yep.
So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be safe out there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Next, we have our we have a limited number of departmental reports. Some of our folks have a number of different strains of illness. Obviously, what's happening in the town happens in town hall too. So some people are here now that couldn't be here probably 2 weeks ago, and others are now.
Correct.
Yes, as the chief and I both know. Okay, so first, let's go with the chief. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to first let them know that we've had a busy and stressful winter season so far in so many ways. We've actually had a tragic fire. We've actually had a fatal accident. We've had a personal injury accident. We also had the big event of the ball drop and the winter event itself. Through those events, we've actually ever seen all of the departments come together tirelessly, number one, and effectively. I can't commend the partnership. Speaking of the fire first, you would see that the electric department was there to go ahead and turn off the electric right away. We had the water department making sure the pressure was there for the fire department, EMF, and the fire marshal's office who was there. But after the event, we have to have the community come together and support a family. Again, we will go through storms. I definitely know that, you know, it's going to be trying times, but to see people come together during those times are what's so special. You lose life in car accidents, it's very tragic. But again, we have had EMS, fire on the scene. We had state police, Worcester County Sheriff's Office there on the scene then. But since that time, we've had the Worcester County Bureau of Investigation, other assistance with the investigation to its conclusion, and the same thing with the other personal injury accident. We definitely know that those type of events are stressful on not only the people themselves, but the equipment. And again, I had officers work 14 hours straight in the winter event. We had saw over 30 plus assists. And once they had to realize the equipment that we did have, in the small Berlin having a 5-ton vehicle Humvee, we had calls after calls from the state police and the county to go ahead and assist them. So I'm very proud of my guys. Again, bumping down to the jail cells, sleeping in the corners, popping up, and getting it done. But we also saw everyone else doing that same thing during that event. So again, we commend everybody for their hard work.
Thank you. Chief, please pass on our, any council people trying to, please pass on our gratitude to the police force and any of the other departments that you come.
And I would definitely say to Public Works, definitely Jane, the first thing we ever said before anything happened, give me a call as soon as your first officer starts seeing this. And 11:30, we're on the phone and we're talking, and she's there saying, I'm getting the guys out there now. That goes a long way when you're going to have that kind of communication.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's see who's
there.
On the lighter side, Chief, give us a little update of what you can on the new police department.
The furniture is almost complete. Our big thing is, we've had a wonderful contractor. They were ahead of schedule. The building itself is done. Everything that we had concerns on a point list, they really paid attention to it and made sure those things were corrected. We're waiting for Comcast now to make sure the telephone lines are done. We're going to make sure that we actually had weeks prior to even think about moving, that we have everything there, maybe the alarm system and the telephone system operating. We'll go ahead and go through trials. And we're looking at February-ish. But we're going to let everybody have at least 3 weeks before we do anything. But we're ahead of schedule. We're very proud where we are.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions or comments for the chief? Thank you, Chief Dale.
Thank you.
Next is Planning Director Dave Engelhardt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The only item I have tonight is at our last meeting in December, I believe it was December 11th. You wanted an update. Councilmember Burrell, you know, asked for an update on the Henry Park restrooms each month. At the time, we thought we might have good news for you by this meeting. But as we talked about in that meeting, the footers were completed and poured. The foundation is not complete, and that's mostly due to the Arctic temperatures we've been having, the supporting piers that go up to hold the building up. they need to have, they're hollow, they're cinder block, they're hollow, but there's grout, there's concrete poured in them. They need to have 25 degrees or above overnight to set properly so that it doesn't crumble in 2 or 3 years. And the contractor's right at that. We aim for this week because of the long distance weather reports when we're going to be in the 30s at night and 40s and into 50s. But now we have all this snow and ice on the ground. Hopefully, we can get, if he has 3 good days, we can get that done. Hopefully we might get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday out of it this week is what he tells us in emails. So that delay continues now with the weather related. The building itself is in southern Pennsylvania, so as soon as he knows those piers are poured, he can arrange delivery. Crane would be here to meet it on that delivery and set it at the same time, take it off the trailer. Jane and Jamie Latchin's people have, and Marvin Smith's people have run their lines within 5 feet of the building as the contract called for. So pipes are in the ground, hooked up to the building. We're ahead of that. Tim Lawrence's people from the electric department are ahead of that also. So they're within striking distance of the building. When the building gets set, their electrician and plumber can hook everything up, and we should be, you know, finishing it off fairly quickly once we can get those piers poured. I don't want to give you a date because I don't know the weather, but it would be nice if we get that work done by the end of this week. The mason thinks he can. He's a local guy. He's not coming from far away. He's Snow Hill, I believe, Snow Hill area. So we'll wait and see what, if this melt happens in the next day or two and the ground isn't frozen, they'll be good to go. We can have some temps, you know, above 25 or, you know, above freezing overnight. That's what they're looking for.
Thank you for your work, Dave.
That's all I have.
Well, that's good. Thanks for that update. Next is Economic Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm hoping that I'm not coming down with a freaking product.
You can just give your report from the back of the room.
No, I'm okay. I've been vitamin C. So New Year's Eve, the double ball drop worked out extremely well despite the frigid temperatures. I would say we had about 500 kids there, right, Tom? For the kids' ball drop.
501 with the mayor.
That was the tallest kid there.
501 kids there. It was a fun night. Lots of compliments, and the biggest compliment we got actually was how successful our security measures were that we had put in place. We had our bucket trucks and our dump trucks at all of the intersections, and a variety of people came up to me and said how safe they felt, and they were actually going to write a letter to mayor and council about how amazing they thought that, how proactive we were in providing that kind of security for this event. And we had our event meeting today. JD also said the same thing, that he was proud of what the staff did and Jane's crew and Tim's crew. So it worked out well. And moving forward, we will probably have that security in place for all of our events when the road is closed. I am working on the RFQ for our wayfinding signs. I'll have a pre-bid meeting for those, and then that'll get published in the paper for our wayfinding signs. January 12th is our 150th anniversary logo contest for all the artists out there. The prize is $100. And then I will be in Annapolis for the Maryland Economic meeting on Thursday.
Anybody have any questions?
And I would note that it's probably the busiest shopping Christmas season I've ever seen. Those little people downtown.
And that's in our little town.
Excellent. Yeah, the free carriage rides, I had to go down on the weekend and break up a couple of little instances down there with some people in line. But the line started at where Bleach Butterfly is and then extended all the way down to where the World of Toys is on Main Street.
That's amazing.
And my mother-in-law took advantage of the
free carriage ride, and she was really impressed. Mm-hmm. And to impress her is a job.
Oh,
as you know,
that's on record.
No, said that.
And of course, Janelle.
Oh, God.
Great. And again, please pass on to all the department heads and all the employees who made this possible. It was very nice to see the employees all been working hard, seem very joyful about having the opportunity to make so many people happy.
Right, and thank you to you, Mayor, and also Councilman Tom Golias for helping with the bubble wrap, which turned out to be a huge hit. The kids loved it, and a lot of the adults loved it, too.
Thank you.
It was great.
Yeah. It was fun.
It's fun.
It's
great. Thank you. Next is our town administrator's report.
So the mayor's given us the pictures of the snow farm and the final results here. We've got some photos to share with you. So we did get about 12 inches, excluding PD, and you heard the chief's report. We had 25 employees, approximately 800 employee hours spent responding to the storm. And to a certain extent, we're still responding. We had crews out today. We'll probably have some crews out tomorrow, depending on what kind of ice levels we have when we get up in the morning. We placed 28 to 25 tons of salt on town roads. And tonight I saw a state highway crew here that was actually dispatched from across the bay. They were coming in and taking out huge chunks of snow and removing it. Kudos to everybody that pulled together to make that happen. I want to thank State Highway for coming out tonight and removing some snow. Next set of slides. So one of the things we do in Berlin is...
These pictures reflect the state of the roads less than 12 hours after the snow actually stops, and this is Friday morning.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's good. Just so everybody, it's hard to put in perspective because it seems like it's been here forever.
Good speaking. I lost my train of thought. Okay. Sorry. Right, so special thanks to Public Works, Water Resources, Gene and Jamie, Dave Wheaton, and their crews who've been working like crazy. And then also catching up today, we had our Public Works recycling and garbage handlers out picking up not just today's usual allotment, but also catching up on Thursday and some of the commercial pickups as well. So that's pretty much my report. Do you have any questions about that?
Does anyone have any questions for town administrator regarding storm? All things considered, we had about three water line breaks.
We had three water line breaks on Jefferson, one on Franklin. No power outages, so the electric utility folks were able to help with snow plowing, so we did tap into Tim's crew throughout the weekend and ask for their assistance, and they were perfectly happy to do it. So we do have a lot of very tired people. Unfortunately, some of them are sick. But that's to be expected considering how many hours they worked over the last 4 or 5 days.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions or comments for us?
I just think the town did a fantastic job from removing the snow. And I know I did some riding around, bumped into the mayor.
Not literally. Let's get the clear on that.
Everywhere you look, you would see a town employee or some of our equipment at work. So I think they did a fantastic job. And all department heads should be go back to their employees and let them know that we appreciate everything they did.
Thank you.
And the work of really taking that downtown area and getting the snow out of the
That's what I was going to talk about.
Worked really well.
Yeah, that's an amazing process. And then to a person, a business owner downtown, just really appreciate the effort that we put in. We actually had to go into Berlin Falls Park, create an area to put the snow, and then go through and pull out the snow over the weekend. So I think it's really made a big difference in terms of the ability of our downtown businesses to be able to open quickly after a storm. So thank you for mentioning that.
Thank you.
And like Laurel said, this afternoon, North Main Street, I think the state brought in some really heavy duty.
Yeah, I saw them pretty much all afternoon, but then right before the meeting, they were in here and they were taking out the big clumps of snow that they created on the corners and things like that and removing them out. And I was like, well, there's a big pile of snow in that parking lot down the road. You think you can go get that? So it's always nice to have your state highway neighbors come across the day and just help out.
And I don't know what it's published, but I have a relative, I had a relative that worked for the state, and he's retired now, so I guess I don't have to worry about anything, but he said every time he would go to work, he said, Berlin always gets everything. He said, they always said, go to Berlin, go to Berlin. So I thought about that the day when I saw the heavy-duty equipment down here. Thank
you. Great. Mr. Brunel, I'll bring
Through the mayor and council, I just want to thank you for the people in the Brittletown area right across from Steve Decatur Middle School. That area on East Flower Street, I would call it, on the east end, we always end up with drifts that are 4 and 5 feet high. And yesterday, Claude Littleton and I don't know who the other operator was, but they spent the majority of the day yesterday cleaning out where it was a single lane drive since Thursday, and they made it a dual lane drive yesterday, and I think the town deserves accommodations for that, or those employees for putting in that time. And the next time that we have that type of snow, I think we need to look at that because it stayed single lane for 3 days, and that's not, you know, how to
I appreciate your compliment, and I make a point that, and this is why I think we all are very gratified they did. That's not even a town road. On east of the, that's east of the Berlin boundary, on that portion of Flower Street, and it's a county road. The county has more than it can do with. And so if it's all right with the council, could we inquire with the county if we can, at least in extreme cases, you know, wherever, whenever the roadway is either dangerous or blocked, get authorization from the county to keep that road passable and safe?
Yeah. I can't speak to the issue that one of the biggest problems we had, at least initially, was the wind and the drift. And that they were spending a lot of time Thursday and Friday plowing to no avail because of the wind and the drift. And that area in particular was pointed out to me as very difficult to keep clear because of those open fields and that drift. Right. So we'll definitely follow up with the county, but I didn't want to lose sight of the fact that that drift and that wind was a big challenge for us in responding to.
But it is interesting because, and again, over time, I don't know what will happen in my lifetime or anyone here, but that road, that county road, connects the town of Berlin Flower Street to the town of Berlin Seahawk Road.
Okay.
It's one little portion, and just because, you know, things get forgotten, I think we would be open to making that road, I can't say it happened like magic, because we can do just about anything but magic when we all work together, but I have to say that we would be open to bringing that road and the immediate properties along it into the town. We're not against it. It's not the town that has prevented that from happening. We would happily assume the responsibility. And in the meantime, this is maybe a temporary solution, and we're happy to do it. And thank you so much for just bringing it to our attention. You know, the snow overwhelms a lot of things, including us sometimes. So thank you so much for your comments. Thank you. Do we have anything else? Or is that? If not, I thought a bit about this. But because this is not only a new year, but also this is the first mayor and council meeting of our 150th year as a municipality, I thought, I don't know if it's expected, but I feel an obligation to just kind of give some insight as to where we are and where we may go. I kind of considered how do we all work together to get to a better place in 2018. On a variety of things, and especially in the environment in which we live. In early 21st century America, it is hard for any community of people, our places of work, our places of worship, our places of learning, or within our traditional family, and particularly within our extended family of Berlin, to appreciate what we have. Perhaps we should first acknowledge what we have. It's hard to take such moments of reflection given the extraordinary pace and intensity of contemporary American life. But this is essential if we are, individually or collectively, going to have any meaningful understanding of where we have been, where we are, and where we wish to go.
To have the ability to put all this into perspective, we may benefit by putting the experiences of the past year into the context of time, as is traditionally done for commemorating a significant community anniversary. But more importantly, today we also should put this all into context in the times we live and in which we live. It is obvious to almost everyone, regardless of your political persuasion, that on a national level, this past year was one of tremendous turmoil and anxiety. While our nation's leaders in all three branches of federal government must decide if they see us as a nation of tribes or come to realize we are a nation of many people and cultures where everyone is extended an opportunity to improve their lot in life. But regardless of what our national leaders do or do not do in the year ahead, it is more important than any time in our recent history for all of us step up and fulfill our responsibilities as citizens. Nationally, it sometimes seems everything we have believed, and quite frankly, have too often taken for granted, about what it means to be an American is being either questioned or challenged on a scale I do not think we have seen before in any of our lifetimes. The national reckoning that appears to be in our future will only take us to a better place if we thoughtfully determine and discuss what we not only expect of our national leaders and institutions, but what we expect of ourselves as citizens, that can happen. Although there is once again a lot of talk about opportunity trickling down in our country, history shows time and again that what we are and what we are to become is firmly based on what ideals and values bubble up from all of us. Ultimately, reaching those who are expected to be leaders, but also should understand that they are first and foremost public servants. And that certainly includes those of us who are privileged to be here tonight. Recently, here in Berlin, there have been some observations that the way we present ourselves as a town may influence or negatively impact self-esteem among some of our fellow citizens. This is understandable, as life so often reminds us that perception, all too often, becomes its own reality. Personally, I strongly believe has not been or will be in the future any intent by the town of Berlin to ignore or recognize any of our citizens, regardless of the diversity that we not only encourage, but for most Berliners today, that we celebrate. The national political discourse of the past couple of years has ignited intolerance of fellow Americans, our immigrants, and our foreign guests on a level I don't believe that has been witnessed in this country since the first half of the last century. With all this going on in our nation and world as we begin 2018, it would be helpful, I believe, if we all take time to reflect on the importance of tolerance in America. Unlike every other nation in the world, our identity is not based on any one race, any one religious affiliation, or any single view of our nation or world. As we are reminded from time to time, our diversity is our strength. Our origins as a community are not what we would have wished. But our flawed beginnings did not limit the desire and determination of the generations who preceded us for our Berlin to become a better place. As we begin a new year filled with so much trepidation, I ask that we all keep the long road we have traveled as a community in mind. It has never been more important now for America's coolest small town, despite our size, to lead by example as we travel along our journey together in the years ahead. So as we begin 2018, Berlin's 150th year as a municipality, let each of us commit to continue to doing our best and never stop believing that we have the responsibility and the opportunity to be a better friend. And I thank you very much for your consideration and awareness. And here's some thoughts that I sincerely believe come from not only my heart, but from many of the citizens, in fact, most of the citizens in the town of Berlin. So, anybody?
I'm good, sir.
The only thing I have is a neighboring town, Pocomoke, the mayor, Marston. I think some cards have been sent from Berlin, but as a whole, I don't think we've sent anything as a council.
Bruce Marston.
Yes. I think we should send something. I don't know what his condition is right now, but I know he's still in the either hospital or rehab.
That was Christiana.
Yeah, Christiana. So I think we should send him something from the town.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Great idea. And we'll come up with something, and I'll run it by everybody. And obviously, if you have any suggestions, as always, I know you won't be shy about letting me know.
I appreciate that.
I do.
I've got two things. You know, when things happen, you can have empathy for folks when it's happening across the street. But when it happens to you, it is a different story. The night they had the water main happen on Bay Street, well, I had a problem with water that same night. And it was midnight. I called police department, and within 10 minutes, someone was there from the water department to cut my water off and save me a whole lot of personal damage. And I want to thank the water department, and please let Jane and Marvin know how much it was appreciated. And I appreciate it immensely. I just want to piggyback on the mayor's comments. Very well put, very thoughtful, and very sensitive to these times in which we live in. These are trying times. And I agree with the mayor when he says what makes us great is our diversity and being able to work together. I think that is a good thing. It is a good thing for the town of Burlington. I'm so proud to be able to live in a town like Burlington. And the mayor talks about starting this new 150 years. I think the past 150 years have been good and showed us some things. And I look forward. I look forward to being in the future of the town of Burlington. So this is really America's coolest small town, whether you know it or not. I do. And what we did here tonight with the Pop Warner football team, I don't know if those guys know how proud they have made their parents, but it was a good thing to see that. Those guys came together as a team and played better than any Pop Warner, I think was 10, 13?
Yeah, I think so.
He played better than any Pop Warner 10 to 13 team in the nation. That is a great thing, and it should be celebrated. And I'm glad we brought him in here this evening, because not only was it good for the town of Burlington, it was good for them. I hope coming here and receiving those certificates have made an impact on those children. I work with children, and I heard some educator say something very profound. It was so profound that I forgot their name. but as adults and as a community, you never want to underestimate the impact you make on a child, because you never know. You never know when it's going to come back. And I think we've done something here this evening that's going to serve us well. Thank you for your attention and time.
There are, we have two banners that are stretched across the street, but it was just been with the weather and the wind, we haven't been able to put them up. But Tim has them, and they're congratulatory banners for the team. They're just not up yet because of the weather.
Yeah.
Cool. Good.
That's a good thing.
Thank you very much. Thank you
for your comments. Reflections. Is there anyone who's here tonight that would like to address the council or has any concerns or questions for any of us? Yes?
Yeah. Let's discuss the New Year's Eve ball drop.
All right, can you speak up? Come on down here and give us your name and where you live and all that stuff. It's for the recording.
Well, get the minutes. I'm Brooks Davis here on behalf of Wainwright's Tire. I know the ball drop's a great event. I've been to it many times. This year it's a little chilly. But the first of the year, first day, I went to my shop to find busted glass all through the lot.
Which is in the windows, the building?
The ground. Busted liquor bottles all across the parking lot.
Okay.
2 5-gallon buckets worth of beer cans, cups, miniature liquor bottles, and to top that off, 2 piles of vomit. That is not a town lot. I don't block the lot off. I don't have an agreement with the town. Many of you have parked there and gone to the hotel, gone to the Globe. After 5 o'clock, I don't really enforce it. But if I can't get help cleaning up after the town's events, I'm not going to have a choice but block off the whole corner.
But by the way, I think that's a great idea. Did you call the town and ask?
Yes, I talked to Ms. Allen.
We did talk.
I asked her whose responsibility it should be if it's left like that. She said, well, I'm a private landowner. It would be my responsibility. And I said, do you believe that's right? And her response to me was, you asked me a question, I gave you an answer.
Yeah. So further on in the conversation, I pointed out to him that I didn't believe we had the legal right to go and clean up his property without some sort of understanding to be able to go in and clean it up. And I said, if he was willing to do that, then we'd be happy to help.
So we didn't have an agreement. It wasn't any offering of cleaning up. Wasn't an apology.
Well, maybe that's my responsibility. Given whatever happens, ultimately ends up in my lap, which is, you know, the way it should be. First of all, let me say I apologize that some of our guests or maybe residents acted in such a way, and it's something that, Chief, if you'll make a note of that, that in our view, that's beyond the area in which we have, you know, want to host out of there. But we have to be realistic. People are people, and they disappoint us sometimes. And I'm sincerely sorry that we disappointed you in this case. But we were following, you know, the law, because when we go enter private property, we can do that under special circumstances with your agreement. And in this world, it needs to be something that is codified. I mean, you know, to protect us.
In a circumstance like that, if it's the next morning and he sees that and he can call town hall, I don't see why we'd have to have a written agreement to go clean his property.
We just need to have an understanding.
You need to have his permission.
Yeah. It'd be just like if we were neighbors and I had a party.
Right.
You expect me to come over and clean my trash up from my guests.
Right.
Yeah. So, this is what I'm saying. Hey, we're all learning. This is not something we had to deal with just a few years ago because we never had crowds of that nature.
We've been dealing with it, but after as cold as it was January 1st and I was sweeping for 20 to 30 minutes last, because somebody pulled in that parking lot the next day and busted a tire, you going to give me a PO to pay for it? It's going to be on me.
Well, I tell you what.
That's when I've had enough.
Well, you know what?
Unfortunately.
I asked you to do this. How will we? Unfortunately, we are trying to do the right thing.
I understand.
But we do not have a crystal ball.
No.
Honestly. So I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. And I make a commitment, if the council agrees, that I think an understanding and coming up with some way that you know who to call. In fact, my idea is for at least the larger events that we take a preemptive action to make, as with the rest of town, the downtown area that's blocked off is cleaned up by volunteers and our public works department. Mm-hmm.
In reality, probably 3 or 4 swipes with a street sweeper before I pulled up there at 10:30 that morning. would have never known it, would not be here right now, would not be considering for the Spring Festival blocking off from Gay Street all the way down the side. Myself considering blocking off my entire parking lot from the post office.
That's right, but I don't want
to have to do that. I'd like an agreement, just say, hey, our guests made a mess, we'll take care of it.
You know what? I respect, and I think you're making the right move, but please, hopefully, are you hearing what I'm saying? We want to help.
Oh, no, I understand.
Okay, so don't beat me up for something I couldn't see coming. I want to basically pledge to you that if you wish to give us approval, whatever we need to do, David and Millard can figure out, so then it's recorded. So, because we're not going to be here forever, God, I hope not. I hope someday I can watch, you know, TV on Monday nights sometimes. We are pleased to do that. I think it's a responsible thing to do as a town. Mm-hmm. And again, I apologize that event and maybe some of the previous events have caused you this more than the inconvenience, this extra burden.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not what we want to continue. We're committed to a partnership. We're not up here and other people here. We're all here. And that's how we got here as a town. I sincerely believe that, and I sincerely, whatever future we have will be a better one if we continue to work together. And I hope you understand it, we don't go on private property because we respect private property rights. But if we're invited, then, and it's for a public purpose, as it obviously is, we're happy to do it. So is that acceptable to you?
We will definitely try.
We can make it work. Hey, how long have we known each other? How long have you lived in this town?
Believe me, I understand. Along this battle's been fighting on that corner. I've been for years with parking issues.
Are you talking about where the Slide 16 is?
That's mine, behind building. Yeah. All that parking's mine.
Yeah, I know.
And I've got grief from putting up no parking signs. The back lot. I've got grief from just people in town putting up no parking signs in the back lot. Well, they don't seem to understand. I've had 4 cars in the past 3 years that I've had to pay repairs on because people after 5 have door dinged, have bumped into. I don't want to be the bad guy and block that corner off, but I just need the trash was the kind of the last straw deal. It's totally understandable.
Totally agree. And here's and we haven't had a chance to discuss it as a group yet, but it's high on at least my personal agenda, and I think the council, I'm expecting strong support. We are this will be the first year, not the only year, but we are going to get a comprehensive look at expanding parking capacity of this town, working with the private property owners, and seeing what resources we can bring together to improve the parking situation.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly will want to work with you as well. It doesn't mean, we'll figure it out. And it's like anything else, we'll sit down, have a cup of coffee, maybe a beer, and, just work it out. Don't get out of here. This is Muir Lynn. Yeah. But honestly, these are things that can be worked out.
Yeah.
And I welcome the opportunity, and I thank you for bringing this to attention.
No, I think it's a simple problem that can be fixed.
This is probably bring something to our attention that's also happening to other property owners. And if people could bring this to our attention before it hits a boiling point, I think it's something that we can all work together to solve.
My sense is the council wants us to clean up all the parking lots. That was my note I made today. So was to expand it
after an event, on a daily basis.
Yeah, because I don't think it would be fair to take care of this parking lot and not extend that same courtesy to everybody else.
We need the agreement to come from the property. We're not trying to force it on them, but if anybody wants to take us up on that, service, this is another way of. Here in another case is the way you're leading by example and setting a new standard for the town.
So may I also add, thank you for providing that service. You provide some ample parking in the downtown area where parking is very scarce.
Yeah, so I said I've never been a stickler for it after 5, but I mean the signs are there, but I've never had to do anything, but this I thought needed some little bit of attention.
Absolutely.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
No problem. Thank you for hearing me out.
And your parking
area is used a lot.
Yeah.
After hours. I realize that.
Oh, yeah.
But you know more than anybody. No, but thank you. Do you have anything else we can help you with? Any other
problems? Everything else is doing just about perfect.
Oh, good. Wow. Well, come down and see how you're doing then.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the time,
appreciate
you guys.
Appreciate it very much. Anyone else who wishes to address the mayor and council on anything? Yes, sir. Come on down. And again, say thank you just to identify yourself.
My name is Ivory Smith. I'm the second vice president for the Worcester County NAACP. I'm here tonight basically to... I was listening to your conversation about diversity and...
Well, it's more than a conversation, it's my beliefs.
Yeah, your beliefs, but about diversity, which is true, because you have to start now and still later. There were some things that brought to our attention about certain things that happened, and you had addressed that, and I hope from this day forward that... You will, I'm not going to say you will, that the town of Berlin will show diversity within the town, in the town of Berlin. As I moved from Berlin, but I've been a resident of Worcester County forever. But as I walk, drive through the town of Berlin, just this town, it looks so beautiful. Lights and everything everywhere. But when you go on the other side of town of Berlin, it's just doom and gloom. So what I'm asking you, can the town of Berlin address the other side so it doesn't look doom and gloom, and to make it look more beautiful, lights and everything, on like over on this side, on the other side? I heard Miss Wells said that you have two banners that may be going up to show the representative of the Pop Warner. May I ask where those two banners may be going?
We were going to put one on Bay and the other on Main by the fire company.
Bay, what?
You know, there's a place like right
by Uncle Willie.
Yeah, by.
Okay, that's where I was trying to.
We just haven't had a chance because of the weather, and then the other problem with putting them up is that wind would have just ripped it to shreds. So.
Yeah, that's why I was just wondering because, as I say, you got this side that's just beautiful, but you got most of the football players or other people that going to Assateague and all that. So you got to show them that hey, this is the town of Berlin. You are the coolest small town in Berlin.
No, I think your point's well taken. And here's another thing I would encourage. One of the things, a common theme that I see, every one of the things that we've been talking about, this thing's particular in Berlin, in my view, and this is my, honest view as a public servant, could have been addressed with something as straightforward as a phone call. And I like this idea. But all these things, we're not a fortress here. We don't build walls. We're trying to build bridges.
Mm-hmm.
We really are trying. We won't always succeed. We sometimes will make mistakes. But I can tell you that in this very information-intense society we live in, sometimes I think people have forgotten that these phones will still act as phones and do all these other things too. And I would encourage you, just call us. And again, if you don't get the answer you want, or you don't feel that something's been resolved, we welcome folks to come in person.
I think
so. I think that's something I can tell you. I've been mayor 9.5 years. I've had more things to deal with this year than I ever have. And in myself and my ministry assistant have got the fewest phone calls we've ever gotten. Does that make sense? So I think it's cultural. And it's not about race. It's just, everybody's immediately text, emails, and sometimes they don't even contact us. They just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I would say, hey, there's some things that I believe, I hope will never go away. And one is personal communication. Doesn't have to, it can be with me, but we've got, I think, a very dedicated staff. If you don't get the response from them that you feel is appropriate, then bump it over to me and we'll see what we can do. Maybe I have to say no. That's what we have to do. But it's not about you, but I just want to put that out there to folks. I think people have forgotten that they can just call us. It's simple as that.
I think sometimes, you might not want to get the answer that you want sometimes.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's, if we said yes to everything, this town would not be what it is. But we have to choose, and that's our responsibility, and as long as the public that we're asking to feels that we are acting responsibly, and that we're doing some things that they agree with, more things that they agree with than not, that's probably as good as it's ever going to get. Mm-hmm. But if I can't make, and I, as a person, I can speak for myself, I can't say yes to everyone. I don't enjoy saying no. But when I say no, it's because of a reason, and because I have to think of the overall, the greater, as I call it, the greater family. So, you know, we make the best calls we can. If I'm not making the proper judgments, if I'm saying no to the wrong things or saying yes to the wrong things, the folks, I'm answerable to everyone. And I want to make that clear. I'm happy to do that.
Right. And, you know, and another comment that you had made was, as the football team of 22 players came together as one, but that was diversity right there as a team.
Absolutely. Perfect
as a team. Because they came together for one common cause, and that was win the championship. So if we as citizens of the United States come together, we could do everything as a team.
I agree. It's very well. Yes, very well put.
And if I may ask, sure. I'm reading a book right now called Decisive, and it talks about when you're focusing on a decision and how there's a spotlight on what you're looking at. And I think your comments today help move that spotlight around and kind of focus our attention on some areas that maybe we need to pay a little bit more attention to. And I thank you for that.
See, but G also talked about perspective. Mm-hmm. We all come from different backgrounds. We've all had different life experiences. Mm-hmm. Thus, our perspectives are individualized. What you think, I may not think. You said something about seeing doom and gloom.
Well, let me.
I don't see that in my community, mm-hmm. in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
Which is horrible.
What I see is folks taking responsibility for property. I see pride in property. I see pride in neighborhood. I see pride in where we live, where we exist. And I think that is a good thing. Some folks may say gloom and doom, and I'm not expecting my neighborhood to look like downtown. I would be so PO'd if all of those lights were shining in my way.
Well, that's where I was going with that.
To do. So it's perspective. But you see what you see, I see what I see, G sees what he sees. But we have to allow you to see what you see and allow me to see what I see. So as it relates to where I live, I may be seeing something a little different than you.
Let me go back to the doom and gloom statement. What I meant by the doom and gloom was you got all the beautiful lights,
I don't want those lights
right.
in my neighborhood.
But as someone traveling through, they see this. And then when they go see that, it's like...
But you've interpreted this through your...
Right.
Point. And let me explain why those lights are there and why they're not in any residential neighborhood anywhere in this town. Downtown has been a historic district that meets the National Historic Trust standards since 1970. In the beginning, there was a lot to do, but that didn't intimidate anyone. We do not put those arrangements in any residential neighborhood. We, I think all of us, just by living here, see our community as the downtown Berlin, the major travel corridors of US 113 and US 50, and the neighborhoods. And neighborhoods are defined by all kinds of things, but primarily by geography. East Berlin is a neighborhood with a commercial corridor that is growing, and I think will get bigger over time, on 113 and Assateague Road, which some people call Bay Street 7. So I want you to understand, it has nothing to do with what I think it might be your interpretation, that it's about treating East Berlin differently. We're treating East Berlin the same as we are Henry's Mill and all the other places. It's a residential neighborhood. Now, obviously, the residents there, and we're all answerable to the residents, and we greatly respect you, mm-hmm. we respect the organization, and I wouldn't say, I don't know if you're aware of it, but I've been a member of them, WACP, for some time.
Your membership did, just to let you know that.
Huh?
Your membership did.
Well, you know what? I have to say, I want you to look into why it's so hard for me to get the confirmation after I pay the things. So, you know, yeah. We're human. But I'll say, if the residents there want something, I encourage you to ask them to contact us, come to a meeting. We can talk about anything, and we will. But I think there may be some places, and I'll say maybe a corner where it's not immediately in front of houses and won't wake somebody up or keep somebody awake, as we sometimes experience in this town of our lives. But if that's something we'll certainly consider, and we'd be glad to do. It's not for anything other than that's the way we treat residential neighborhoods. And here's the other thing I want to keep, because maybe that quarter, maybe the quarter of what I call Bay Street Extended, mm-hmm. might be a perfect place to enhance where we put the banners. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, that, you probably are too young to remember what that looked like.
I remember.
Okay. So I think we're moving in the right direction, and I think we're doing it, in my opinion, mm-hmm. at a faster rate than any other community in Worcester County and most of the communities on the eastern shore of Maryland, Virginia, or Delaware. So I do not apologize for how far we've come, but I also recognize that we have a ways to go. So let's do it together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
exactly.
recognize it. And also, but I do ask, it has nothing to do with the composition of the people who live in that neighborhood. It is that fact that we try to keep, and I think we have. I honestly believe we have when it comes to public infrastructure, services, everything. You don't have the experience the citizen has in this town, regardless of what street they live, it's the same. And if it's not, we want to hear about it. But that's not the, our employees, our people. Mm-hmm. It was a reminder recently that sometimes maybe we've become too colorblind. And that is my, I talk to people and they go, sure. Oh my, no, it's not the first thing. And this is, I think, something that will grow together. For many people who are not people of color, we don't think about it all the time. So first thing, and this is, I think, thank God we've gotten to this point in the 21st century. When I see someone, the first thing I don't say, I look at, I don't think, is that Hispanic? Is that Middle Eastern? Is that African American? Oh, no, that's ivory. Oh. That's the way we'll get there. And I do understand. I do not think anyone has to apologize for underseeing things differently based on your experiences, based on your heritage. But I think that's where we need to go so that people, and I think we'll get there, maybe not in our lifetimes, but this town is probably heading that direction.
Probably within
the
next
50 years. But we judge by our character, not all those other, in my opinion, artificial ways we've been taught to think about each other. So I appreciate very much your willingness and your coming together and sharing this with me, and you're always welcome. But also, you know, what you know, we are doing everything we can, and it is our commitment, and I believe it will be the commitment of the people who follow us, to not treat different neighborhoods or different people in this town any differently from anyone else. That's our commitment,
I think. That sounds good, and I appreciate y'all hearing some of the concerns of the NAACP.
Sure. Anytime.
But this probably could be a longer conversation, and everybody wanted to get home, so I appreciate you giving me the little time that you
have. You're always welcome.
And don't forget your membership.
Don't forget to send a receipt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All
right. Does anyone else wish to address the Baron Council?
I just got one more comment.
Sure.
It is a wonderful thing to be able to have these public discussions of these topics. It is a good thing, and it shows just how progressive the town of Berlin is. So thank you for your comments and your participation in this meeting this evening.
Does anyone from the media have any, or press have any questions or comments for the council?
Move to adjourn.
We stand adjourned. Thank you so much. And thank you for your patience.
Thank you for coming.
Good. Yes, thank you. Are you sure? It's okay. Thank you.